And a good Monday morning to you. Welcome into In Focus here on News Radio KMAN. I'm Brandon Peoples, and joined here this first part of the show by Dr. Marjorie Artzer, Assistant Professor of Small Animal Dentistry at Kansas State University College of Veterinary Medicine. It's a pleasure to have you out here.
Good morning.
Tell me a little bit about yourself, Dr. Archer. I don't know if we've met before.
So I work over at the Veterinary Health Center. I see patients with fourth-year veterinary students, and we provide services for all animals, but I see patients in small animal dentistry and general medicine.
All right. Like your job, I imagine?
Yeah. I get to meet all sorts of fun people and interesting pets.
Very cool. Well, we have you on here today. We're going to talk a little bit about some common dental problems seen in dogs and cats.
Yeah, so dental disease is a really common problem. For dogs and cats, periodontal disease is the most commonly diagnosed small animal problem. It is going to be a chronic inflammation and infection of the tissue that supports the teeth. And so prevention is best, and we prevent periodontal disease by tooth brushing. And I think that's not something that pet owners are aware that they can do for their pets.
Yeah, I mean, that's probably overlooked quite a bit here by pet owners. And how frequently should you be brushing your pet's teeth?
Well, to have the best benefit, just like for you and I, daily is great. Sometimes that's a bit of a challenge for people to do. So the more you can do, the better it is, because you're just brushing the daily plaque away, just like for you and I, to prevent disease in our mouths as well.
All right. Are there certain foods that are maybe better for their teeth as well?
So there are several diets that are marketed by different companies for dental health. Most of these are a biscuit-type product that when they chew them, their teeth kind of sink into them and help clean the teeth a little more than traditional canned or dry food.
Okay. So brushing is obviously very important. And where would you get a dog or cat toothbrush at?
Sure. So they sell them at all sorts of pet stores. You want something that's soft, bristled, and flat. And you want something that's easy for you to manipulate and handle. You want a toothbrush that's going to fit in their mouths nicely. And so they come in a variety of sizes and shapes. You want to avoid toothpaste for people. You want to use toothpaste that's marketed just for pets.
Okay. And this is a difficult process, I imagine, especially with cats. How do you get in there and
Sure. It takes a little bit of time for everybody to get used to doing it. And so probably the most important thing is to go slow. And the first sign of gum disease is swollen gums that might be pink. And if they bleed, that really means that there's a problem there. And so if that happens, you need to seek veterinary care so we can help them with treating that disease first. And then when the inflammation is resolved, then when you come back and brush their teeth, it's not sore for them. But go slow. You can start by wrapping a thin washcloth around your finger and wiping their teeth. And if you just start up front and wipe the fronts and then move your way to the back and then slowly work your way to a toothbrush. And you should reward them for being cooperative with something they really like. And that could be a small piece of food, or that can be brushed or walked. And getting in the habit of doing it regularly is often the biggest challenge.
Yeah. So I was going to ask if incentives are used in this particular
Absolutely.
Fashion,
so. Absolutely.
Well, very good. As far as, because, you know, they can't tell you if they have tooth pain.
Right.
What are some signs to look for?
Well, oftentimes we don't know that they're having discomfort or pain in their mouths. Oftentimes the things that owners notice is bad breath, and that's a obvious sign when they're greeting you and panting in your face and you're like, oh, that smells bad. That's a really strong indicator that they need to have their teeth addressed. Because they can't tell us that their mouth is painful and uncomfortable, then we need to seek regular veterinary care so we can evaluate that during their annual exam.
This is probably, you know, as I mentioned, this gets overlooked, I'm sure, by a lot of pet owners here. How frequently do you see tooth issues in dogs and cats?
Well, there are several studies done, but at least 80% of dogs and 70% of cats have some degree of periodontal disease by the age of 3. So having some prevention early on is really helpful. And oftentimes we see even more severe disease as our pets age. And so if we can get brushing their teeth as a young pet, then sometimes we can avoid those really serious problems as they get older.
Now, just like you and me, when we go to the dentist, same typical type of procedures here that they can have done?
Well, really similar. So just like when you go, we probe around their teeth and we take x-rays, except they won't hold still for us to do that while they're awake. So all of our patients need to be anesthetized to have that done.
Okay. And I know we are going to talk a little bit more here about some of the other things here. Tooth decay, that's a common occurrence in animals.
Well, tooth resorptive lesions in cats, which is a little bit different than tooth decay than cavities. And unfortunately, tooth resorptive lesions also cause considerable pain. We see them really frequently in cats. Some dogs get them, but not as frequently as cats. And we don't often know the cause of why they get these. And so what we typically do is screen them when we clean their teeth, take some x-rays, and look for signs of these lesions and treat them when we find them.
Okay. Again, speaking with Dr. Marjorie Artzer, Assistant Professor, Small Animal Dentistry at KSU College of Veterinary Medicine. Talk a little bit about the dental program there and all the stuff you guys do.
Okay, so currently we have fourth-year veterinary students that we educate on the importance of dental disease. We have a board-certified veterinary dentist, Dr. Doug Winter, there as well. Dr. Winter provides advanced dental care for some of our patients. So when they need care that's beyond cleaning, polishing, and tooth extractions, he's available for procedures like root canals and interceptive orthodontics. So when they have problems with how their mandibles and maxillary, their upper and lower jaws come together, sometimes that can create pain and they need to have some work done to make it less painful for them to close their mouths. He also provides services when they develop tumors in their mouths and surgery in diagnostics and surgery for resolution of those.
Now, you treat dogs and cats. Do you treat other small animals as well?
Most of the time that's done through our exotics department, which that service does, absolutely. And then Dr. Chris Blevins also works for our equine patients.
Okay. And obviously dental health can lead... Good dental health can be prevent other issues in their health as well.
Sure. So especially with chronic tooth fractures and periodontal disease, we'll see there's states in a mouth of chronic infection and inflammation, which then can cause systemic problems for them as well. So we want them to have a healthy mouth that's pain-free for them to make them as comfortable and live as good a life for as long as possible.
And how frequently should people be taking their pets to the dentist?
So they should be coming in annually to have an annual exam done and examine their mouths and see what's happening in there. Oftentimes they are unaware that there's any problems, and so that's a great time for us to be able to identify when there's a problem. Some animals need their teeth cleaned once a year, and some animals don't need it that frequently, but having them brought in so we can evaluate them is the first step in figuring that out.
All right. Again, we're speaking with Dr. Marjorie Artzer with KSU College of Veterinary Medicine here. And obviously, taking care of your oral health is important. It's just as important for your pets. And you guys treat a lot of variety issues. Let's talk about, with the gum disease. I'm sure that's another frequent problem with animals.
Sure. Periodontal disease means that it's the infection and inflammation of the supporting structures of the tooth. A gum disease is, as we know it, and that's caused by plaque. And so that's bacteria that's in their mouths that proliferates and it sticks to the teeth. And then it will mineralize into calculus, and that's the brownish color stuff that's stuck on their teeth that you see. It's the bacteria, though, that when they proliferate, they produce substances that give their breath a bad odor. And so when they're breathing at you and panting and you smell that odor, that indicates that they've got some inflammation and infection going on somewhere in their mouths.
Well, that's a fascinating conversation. Let's continue here. We'll take a break. We'll have more with Dr. Artzer after this on News Radio KMAN.